We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service comes to you from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland. And this is Alvin and Craig inviting you to stay with us as we bring you today's Way of Truth broadcast. We are thankful that you are tuned our way, and we trust that our broadcast service today will prove to be a real blessing to you. God for his word. The psalmist said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Heavenly Father, we thank you today that you have preserved your word for us down through the ages, and that we have the privilege of having the word to guide us and direct us today. We thank you for all of your rich blessings, for we realize and know that it's in thee that we live and move and have our being, and every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variableness, nor even a shadow of turning. So we thank you for your love. We thank you for the gift of your dear Son and for salvation through him. We ask you to bless our precious congregation today as the gospel goes forth on this broadcast. Make it a blessing to each one. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for those who take time to let us know that our broadcast is a blessing to them. From Illinois, dear saints, may God bless you all for your work and time. We enjoy the radio tapes we get every month. They are a blessing. And from Arkansas, I am so thankful I can still hear the Way of Truth broadcast over KMTL. I also enjoy the Way of Truth magazine. So good to know there are others preaching and living the truth in various places. the saints keep leaving this world and going home, we have to keep our eyes on God, stay true, and wait our time. And from the Philippine Islands, my family and I have been listening to your program on MPR for months now. I live in a town 1.5 hours drive from the station, but MPR is loud and clear at home. Thank you for airing a program in the Philippines. We are all blessed by it. God bless you in your ministry. And a second email from this person in the Philippines. Pastor Craig, I got so much out of your lecture today about the Lord's Day and the seventh-day Sabbath. Please continue your Bible study on the air in the Philippines. If you only knew, it's a great blessing to us here. God bless you, your family, and your staff. And we would be happy and thankful if you would take time to let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And at the close, we will be giving you our mailing address. Our subject for today's broadcast, This is My Beloved Son, Hear Him. And our text of Scripture is Matthew 17 and 5. But before I read our text, I would like to read two verses of Scripture out of the first chapter of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. And then Matthew chapter 17, beginning with verse 1, reading down through verse 5, and verse 5 will be our text. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. Then answered Peter, and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the clouds which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Now Moses was a great leader, and Elijah one of the greatest of the prophets. But as I have read from Hebrews chapter 1, God spoke to the children of Israel in olden times by the prophets, but in this age, in this dispensation, he has spoken to us by his Son. Whenever Peter, James, and John was there on the Mount with Jesus, they were told, in effect, there's one here greater than Moses, there's one here greater than Elijah, and I want you to listen and I want you to hear what he has to say. So we want to call your attention to some things that the Lord said. First of all, I call your attention to St. John chapter 3, where the man Nicodemus came to Jesus inquiring about eternal life. Nicodemus was a religious man. He was a leader of the Jews. However, he did not understand fully what it meant to be a true child of God, a true servant of God. And Jesus told him, you must be born again. And if you're not born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And that is still true today, beloved. It was not just for Nicodemus, but it is for every one of us. Unless we are born again, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. And whenever we are born again, born into the kingdom of God, we are also born into the church of God, the church of the living God. For we're told in the 87th Psalm, verses 5 and 6, that the Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. The Lord shall count when he writes up the people. He keeps his own church book. And whenever we are born again, we're born into the kingdom of God, and we're born into the family of God, the church of the living God. And God writes our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, part of what we call the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So if we're going to be a child of God, a servant of God, a disciple of Christ, then we must put the things of God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, not second, not third, but first. And, beloved, seeking the kingdom of God first is very rewarding and very profitable. Another thought that Jesus mentioned, as recorded in the Sermon on the Mount, Blessed are the pure in heart, Matthew 5 and 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for what? They shall see God. And the Bible tells us, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Jesus also said in this beautiful sermon in Matthew 6 and 18, Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth doth corrupt and thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth doth not corrupt and where thieves cannot break through and steal. The things of this earth are going to pass away. Yes, and the material things will all be gone. So it does not pay to set your affections on the things of this earth, for you to have your treasure on the things of this earth. No, lay not up for yourself treasures on earth, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Now, again, I remind you of our text. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And what I am bringing you today are statements that Jesus Christ made, and we are to listen to him. We are to obey him. Jesus also said, as recorded in John 8:34, he that committeth sin is the servant of sin. I know the religious world has been duped into believing that we're all sinners and we all sin more or less every day in word, deed, and thought. But Jesus Christ said, he that committeth sin is the servant of sin. And Jesus also said in John 8:36, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Free from what? Free from sin. Jesus Christ gave himself to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto himself a separate people zealous of good works. So Jesus said, he that commits sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. If you would be my disciples indeed, then continue you in my word, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Thus spoke the Son of God. Jesus also said, as recorded in Mark 1:15, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Notice that the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. What time was Jesus talking about? He was talking about the prophecy of Daniel in 2:44. There we are told that in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces all these kingdoms, and it shall stand not for 1,000 years, it shall stand forever. And so Jesus Christ said in Mark 1:15, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent ye and believe the gospel. How could people preach and teach that the kingdom of God has not been set up, it is yet out in the future, when Jesus Christ said it's at hand? Yes, in Luke 16:16, there Jesus said, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, since the time of John the forerunner of Christ, since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. How could people press into the kingdom of God if it did not exist? How could Nicodemus be born into the kingdom of God if it did not exist? This is my beloved Son, hear ye him. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. I'd like to enlarge a little on this thought of the kingdom of God, for there is so much confusion in the religious world in regard to it. People would like to make a difference between the kingdom of God and the church of God. Well, there are some differences. There is the experience phase of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Romans 14:17, and there Paul did not say the kingdom of God will be. He said the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So the kingdom of God is a present reality. And again, whenever you're born into the kingdom of God, you're also born into, you're added to, the church of the living God, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. The subjects in the kingdom of God and the members of the church of God are one and the same. And so the kingdom of God is a present reality. And if you will obey the gospel, if you will obey what Jesus Christ taught, you can become a member of the kingdom of God at this very moment. So the kingdom of God has been set up, and Jesus Christ is now reigning over the kingdom of God. Furthermore, the subjects in the kingdom of God, the born again, the true children of God, they are now reigning with Christ. Paul told us in Ephesians 2:6, that we have been resurrected, you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, but God has forgiven us of our sins and raised us up and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. And then that's verse 1 of Ephesians 2, and dropping down to verse 4, but God is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So if you have been saved, you have already had part in the first resurrection. No, the first resurrection is not a literal resurrection of the physical dead body. The first resurrection is the experience of salvation, that experience that I just read about here in Ephesians 2. People want you to believe that there is going to be a 7-year rapture, but the Bible does not teach that. Nowhere in the Scriptures can you find the teachings for a 7-year rapture. They go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, and they read there about the dead in Christ being raised first. But let us examine this passage of Scripture for a moment. In the 13th verse, Paul said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if ye believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them, or in other words, we shall not be raised before them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Those there, the saints there at Thessalonica, were concerned about their loved ones dying, thinking that they would be left behind, and Paul is giving them the assurance that they have nothing to worry about, but Christ, when he comes, will resurrect those, and then those that are living at the time he comes, all will be caught up together in the clouds. Now, let me ask you a question. How could it be a secret rapture when we read here in this passage of Scripture, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God? How could that possibly be a secret resurrection and being called up secretly? The Bible, again I say, does not teach any such thing as that. They take the 70th week of Daniel 9 out of its setting and place it out in the future, whenever the 70th week followed the 69th, just like the 69th followed the 68th. Another thing, the Bible does not teach, I repeat, the Bible does not teach that there shall be a literal 1,000-year reign here on this earth. The only place you find this 1,000 years referred to is in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation. And you would have had to have lived long ago and have had your head cut off for you to be a part of that group that Revelation 20 speaks of. No, it does not speak about people living here on the earth for 1,000 years. Nowhere. Do you find that people are going to live here on this earth for 1,000 years? Nowhere do you find that Christ is going to reign here on this earth for 1,000 years. The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 that whenever Christ comes, then shall come the end. Let me read this verse of Scripture here in Revelation 4:20-4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls, not physical beings, I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and for which they had not worshipped the beast, neither the image of his beast, And they did not receive the mark in their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. If you go to the 6th chapter of the book of Revelation and read about the opening of the 5th seal, it speaks there of John seeing the souls that were under the altar. Now, those souls that John saw under the altar when the 5th seal was opened are the same souls that Revelation 20 and 4 speaks of. And being under the altar simply means that they were disembodied spirits. They had been living here on the earth, and while living on the earth, they were on the altar. But whenever they died and went into eternity, they were under the altar. But it also speaks in Revelation 6 about the souls that were beheaded, that were slain for the witness of Jesus Christ. So nowhere does the Bible teach that there will be a literal reign of 1,000 years of people here on this earth. Neither does it teach two separate resurrections. Jesus said the hour is coming when all that are in the grave shall come forth, and they that have done good shall be resurrected to life, and those that have done evil shall be resurrected unto damnation. This is my beloved Son. Hear him. The hour is coming when all, not just the righteous bodies, or the bodies of the righteous, but all that are in the grave shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of death. If you die in your sins, where I am, there you cannot come, so Jesus said. So you must be born again. You must enter the kingdom of God. You must live a righteous and a holy life. And you must die in the faith to be able to go to be with the Lord. For Jesus said, if you die in your sins, where I am, there you cannot come. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to this precious congregation today. Make them a blessing to every soul. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. If so, it would be an encouragement to us if you would let us know. And our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, and our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. We invite you to be with us in our services Sunday morning, 20 minutes before 11, and 6 o'clock in the evening, and that's Eastern Time, for our services are broadcast live over the Internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in next week when, again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Yeah.